This is the Morning Mix. Morning, everyone. JW here with Christy Dillaway. Morning Mix.
Good morning.
Boy, we got a parking situation already.
So the alert says parking is at capacity. And let me stress that that's in all capitals. At Park City Mountain Village, please park at the Canyons Village. Good to know before you head all that way into town and just get turned around.
Yeah, and there's a lot of folks in town, again, similar, well, not the same as Sundance, so if you have any traffic updates, give us a call. We'll take your call if we can, and can't really take a call during live music, but we'll try to take your call.
But you should definitely let us know, because when you let us know, we let everyone else know, and that saves some trouble. I know that on the weekends, when they're at capacity, they tell you to park at the high school, but today being a Friday, there's nowhere to park at the high school.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. We had a couple weeks off. We were on hiatus.
Yeah.
For Sundance, because the Sundance Reel took over. And I have to say, that's such good listening. And they put it, and it's all on the website. You can listen to the rebroadcasts if you at your leisure. If you heard about a film and you didn't see it and you wanted to know more, and they had and Leslie had talked to somebody on the Sundance Reel. It's so great to hear that insight. You know, like I think the best thing about going to a film during Sundance is the Q&A. To fill in those gaps or the whys, or sometimes the questions are inane, but a lot of times they lead to really great conversation. And so also the interviews. A lot of times people talked about a film and I say, I don't know, but I heard the interview.
Yeah, and it sort of front ends the film. I did the Sundance Reel one year at the Whole Foods. And it was a two-hour program. I did it with Nell Larson, and boy, we had a lot of fun. It was just fascinating.
Did you have to stop yourself from asking a question like, why such a dark topic?
You know, we this particular Sundance Reel that we did was focused on actual documentaries, and they were all environmentally based. And we had a little gap at the end because we were stood up by Al Gore at the last minute. He didn't come in.
Did you think Al Gore was going to walk into Whole Foods and sit down?
We had him confirmed. We had him confirmed for the follow-on to Inconvenient Truth.
And one needs to believe that they're going to come, right?
Yeah.
Because if they do, then awesome. Okay, so he didn't come. What happened?
We had this guy from Icarus, the guy that put Icarus together, and you know, about the Russian doping and all that. So he stayed on with us, so we were able to fill that out. And of course, I stuck my foot in my mouth. I asked a stupid question, but I was just kidding. I said, do you ever have somebody else start your car for you in the morning? Because, you know, the Russians are tough, and they did not like that film. And he said, actually, I am concerned about the Russians, you know, and about what might happen. But I keep checking in. He's still doing well, and so that's good.
Good job, J-Dub. Good job.
Yeah, great job. Jeez.
Well, let's come to the here and now. We've got a great show lined up for everyone today. Our in-studio musical guest is Shannon Runyon, local songwriter, musician, and let's call her an orchestrator or a collaborator or a community motivator.
She's involved in everything.
I'll get a lot of that out of her. At 9:20, we're going to talk to another Shannon, not to be confused, Shannon Decker. She's the co-founder and executive director of the Speedy Foundation, which is a nonprofit named after three-time Olympian Jarrett Speedy Peterson. And they're concerned with ending suicide and advocating for conversation. We're going to talk to her at 9:20. We'll do weekend events at the bottom of the hour. And at 9:40, we're going to talk to Aaron Benward. He is the creator and host of Nashville Unplugged, the story behind the song. And he's putting that show on at the Rockwell Room on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. And that's also been in Las Vegas?
Yeah, so he does that show every week in Las Vegas at Mandalay Bay, and is setting up a second home here in Park City.
If You're just joining us, this Morning Mix on KPCW in Cold Park City. We'll have weather for you as well, and we have some messages. And when we return, Shannon Runyon, musical guest for the hour. Stay with us.
Matt here from San Francisco Design. Since the start of our business in 1990, we have been supporting KPCW. We offer home decor for Park City and Salt Lake and feature modern furnishings from around the world. Whether you're looking to furnish an entire home or just redecorating a single room, we can help with our in-house design team. Located on Bonanza Drive and on the web at sanfrandesign.com.
Hi, this is Katie Wang from Park City Film, inviting you to gather up your friends, family, and favorite popcorn bowl and come on over to the Santee Auditorium to see the finest in independent film in a unique community setting. Who knows? You might even win something in the raffle. Films are rolling now, so check out our calendar at parkcityfilm.org and then join us on Friday and Saturday nights at 8 p.m. or Sundays at 6 p.m. Park City Film, Park City's home for independent cinema since 1995 and sponsor of KPCW's Friday Film Review.
Welcome back to Morning Mix. JW here with Christy, joining us now in the studio for the hour, our musical guest, Shannon Runyon. Shannon, welcome back.
Hi, thank you.
Yeah, good morning. You were one of our first guests on the Morning Mix 4.5 years ago.
Yeah, you were. That's cool.
You were within the first couple of months when we had cranked up the program and started it. So it's always great having you back, and you visit with us pretty regularly. But what's going on? Because we haven't spoken to you in a few months. What have you been up to?
Music. It's winter season, and Park City's been amazing with booking musicians, and so playing like crazy.
Yeah.
Where do you usually play?
Well, as we know, hopefully people are starting to learn that every Monday night we're at the Cabin for open mic, which has been awesome and popular, and a lot of great musicians come through from all around Park City, Salt Lake, and whatnot. But I play regularly at a few places like River Horse and Ruth Chris, and I played at the Spur on Wednesday night. That was a ton of fun. Had a full band of guys. All around. In the winter, there's a lot more private things because Deer Valley has, you know, venues that are private events, but, you know, quite.
And hopefully private parties also.
A few. I'm doing a wedding on Saturday, which is nice.
Oh, yeah.
So I think when you started the open mic night, it was like the Cabin gave you Monday nights. It's not a very big night to go out. It's, you know, filler, but you've really honed that in, and people are like, it's a appointment night out, you know, like appointment viewing of TV. Like people know that it's there. And yeah. I worked with a corporate group that had been there on Monday, and Tuesday they were supposed to go somewhere else, and they're like, no, we're going back to the Cabin because it was so much fun. And I'm like, you know, it's not open mic night tonight. but like that was, they were so excited about how cool it was. So how long has it been going on? And tell the listeners, if they don't know, a little bit about how it works out.
Maybe going on 3 years now. Elizabeth Harza and I started it up, and she's not in town anymore. She's moved to Nashville. She will be back here in March. Maybe you'll have her on the show then.
She's already booked on our show.
Perfect. Yes. So, and Junior is a huge supporter of live music. He's a musician himself. So between the three of us, we talked about it and got it going about 3 years ago and just kept the ball rolling, and now it's got momentum, and it's every Monday night starting at 9:30. I get there about 8:30 so people can sign up and get up on the stage, and it's first come, first serve, and everyone gets 3 songs each, unless it's super busy. We've had nights where it's just 2 songs each, and if it's slower, I'll give people 4 songs.
Yeah.
Just depends on the night. So people can get up and do their originals or their favorite covers and come in as a solo act, or there's guys that come in that want to jam with you, so they can bring a harmonica up on stage or a drummer and just make it a bit more of a event. But it's a really fun night, and it's one of my favorite nights of the week.
What are you going to play for us first?
I'm going to play a song called Wander.
Okay, live on the Morning Mix, Shannon Runyon.
As I wander down the road, ain't in no hurry, I'll take it slow. As I wander, I'll find the keys to take me places I want to be. So don't you worry about me. I've got myself and a world to see. No, I ain't sad. You ain't mine. I got my life. Well, I'm just fine. Said as I wander down the road, ain't in no hurry, I'll take it slow. As I wander, I find the keys to take me places I want to be. So don't you think twice, just be yourself. I take care of me, baby, you and no one else. No, I ain't sad, cause I'm free. I got my life, let's leave it be.
Utah lawmakers took quick action after voters passed a medical marijuana law by replacing it with a new bill in November. A new law making Utah's DUI limit the lowest in the country just took effect in December. And now they're looking at the proposition for Medicaid expansion. What will state lawmakers do this year? Stay on top of what's happening on Capitol Hill with regular news updates on KPCW.
Our legislative coverage is made possible in part by the law firm of Hogan Lee Hutchinson at hlhparkcity.com.
For 40 years, Bruce Coburn has been a musical legend, capturing in song the essence of the human experience. He continues his solo tour in support of his new album, Bone on Bone. Bruce Coburn will be performing three nights at the Historic Egyptian Theater, February 7th through the 9th. Ticket prices vary per night and are available at parkcityshows.com or 649-9371. Egyptian Theater is a nonprofit organization and a KPCW supporter.
If you are just joining us in the Morning Mix, JW here with Christy. It's a little chilly out there. It's 1 degree at Heber and Heber Valley. It's going to be blowing 8 to 10 miles an hour today, so the wind chill will definitely be below zero, probably in the minus 10 category. Currently 7 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios here in Old Town Park City. What we're calling for is a high today of 28. We'll also be blowing 11 to 14 here in Park City. So wind chill is definitely going to be a factor. Tonight, a low of 6. Looking at Saturday, patchy freezing fog and then a chance of snow, high of 28. On Sunday, a slight chance of snow accumulation, you know, maybe half inch. You never know in the higher elevations, and you never know. If you don't like the weather, wait a minute, it may change, and we could certainly get more snow. It was fantastic last week, of course. And let's go all the way out to Monday. Will be a high of 24 and a chance of snow. So stay tuned to KPCW. We will be giving you weather updates as they occur.
Ah. So speaking of how cold it is, our next guest is Shannon Decker. She is the co-founder and executive director of the Speedy Foundation, a nonprofit organization. She's going to tell us all about it, but she has to go stand out in the cold at Park City Mountain for the at the Partner Village during World Championships. Welcome, Shannon.
Thank you. Thanks
two so Shannons much. In one day.
Yeah. It's a fantastic name.
It's a fantastic day to have two Shannons with us, right?
That's right.
I bet there's an Irish proverb about luck and two Shannons.
And if I had more culture, I might be able to share that with
you. Or perhaps a limerick, but anyway, let's move on.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, tell us about the Speedy Foundation.
Yeah, we are a nonprofit dedicated to suicide prevention and mental health advocacy. We were founded in 2011, and we serve the states of Idaho and Utah. Yeah, we were founded in memory of my cousin, Speedy, who was a freestyle skier. He lived between Park City and Boise for most of his life, and he passed away by suicide in 2011. And so it was at that point we realized there was a lot of work to be done when it came to mental health. So we do a lot in the fields of advocacy, providing education, mental health trainings, and just hosting conversations like the one that's taking place up in the Partner Village this week.
Draw the link, the potential link, between sports and suicide.
Sports.
I'll call it potential.
Yes, potential. There's a potential for a lot of risk factors. Ski life can have issues when it comes to finances and supporting yourself to become a professional athlete. It has risk factors like substance abuse or substance misuse with the party lifestyle that can sometimes be there, as well as head trauma or unaddressed mental health factors. Speedy was fortunate enough to, whenever he asked for a year off, the U.S. ski team would grant him time away. But there's no real redshirting when it comes to athletics outside of college. So being an advocate for yourself and addressing your own mental wellness is huge.
And so maybe something that you're hoping to achieve by being in the Partner Village is to maybe start a conversation with people where they can be like, oh, I feel that, or oh, that happened to me, or oh, I'm not.
Absolutely. We were out at the Partner Village yesterday, and some of the conversations that came up, being that it's the world, is, you know, the difference between cultures. We had a woman from Australia who stopped by, and she said, oh, you know, do you really need gun locks here in the United States? And we do. Any form of distance between somebody and a lethal means is huge. And so that's something that, you know, if you do have a gun in the home, you're welcome to stop by, pick up a gun lock. They're free. A man from Japan had the same reaction, and he brought all of his buddies back down. Other people have stopped by. There was a kid who skied up to the table, and he said, oh, my goodness, Speedy Foundation. He goes, you know, Speedy was an idol of mine. And then he just skied away. Other parents have stopped by and said, you know, my child really struggles, and I'm not really sure what to do. And we're able to give them some resources to learn more about mental health conditions. Park City also has another great organization called Connect Summit County. And, you know, sending them resources like that is another thing that we're able to provide.
Suicide's always been around, but the numbers are up dramatically. And I remember when I was in high school, I don't think I really knew anyone that had committed suicide. Today, I don't think you could talk to a high school student that doesn't know someone or has heard of someone in their family that's had challenges in this area or has had suicide directly affect them. And the numbers are particularly up with teenagers and with our veterans as they're coming back, and a lot of it's driven by PTSD. Do you think we're doing enough in this country? And I mean, there's no magic pill for you know, doing a better job and getting through this. But what are some of the things that you see that make you feel hopeful?
The things that bring me hope are the incredible work that the state of Utah is doing in the field of suicide prevention. I've been able to collaborate a lot with them and take those ideas and policies back up to Idaho. And so the Speedy Foundation was able to implement our first law up in Idaho last year, a law that the state of Utah implemented 6 years ago to provide suicide prevention trainings to educators. So Utah is light years ahead of the work that's being done. But you're right. increased statistics in youth, in veterans. It's men in middle years that are the real numbers. It doesn't get a lot of attention. It's not a sexy age demographic. But there's different factors for all these different populations. And when it comes to teens, one of the biggest things is kids keep those secrets or concerns about friends to themselves. And one of the biggest things that we're trying to do with youth these days is to get them to take it from text messages and social media and relay it to a trusted adult so that there can be an intervention. And the state of Utah has an incredible app called SafeUT. I know that after the Parkland school shooting, that app had been downloaded 16,000 times. So that's proof that we can use technology and we can change the culture of a new generation that has incredibly different obstacles than we faced. You know, for somebody who's in high school right now, their entire life, you know, our country has been at war, and they've been raised on apps and technology, and, you know, technology that we don't necessarily understand. But they're craving connection and human interaction. And I think that as a society nationwide, we need to really focus on that. But this week, it's just an incredible opportunity to have those types of conversations with people who stop by thinking that they're going to pick up, you know, a protein shake or a Pro Bar. And they stop by the table and they say, "What do you do?" And we say, "We're here to talk about suicide."
Yeah.
And it's always an interesting conversation.
And again, that app is SafeUT.
Yes, absolutely. It's free. You can download it in all the high schools and all the middle schools that I've ever visited. There's posters for it. It's an anonymous way for young people to relay information. When they go in to set up their account, it ties directly back into their school so that information can go to their school administrator, go to law enforcement. It's got a link to 911. It has a link to the 1-800 suicide hotline, 1-800-273-TALK.
Okay. And also something else I heard recently is that there's a relationship between men at altitude and depression. So men that live at 7,000 feet or above out here in the West, that there's a higher incidence of depression. And I don't know what that's about. The report just came out recently.
Yeah, there is a doctor over at the University of Utah who has been studying people who live at altitude. When you look at a map of the United States, the highest incident of suicide comes through the Rocky Mountain region. They consider it the suicide belt, which is, again, not a glorious nickname. But we do have the highest rates of suicide per capita. So why is that? And there is a professor over at the University of Utah studying altitude and how serotonin interacts, you know, living at a high altitude. There's a lot of incredible things that come with living up in the mountains in a ski town, but there's also a lot of struggle, and potentially the air that we're breathing might not be working with our body chemistry.
Exactly. I'm going to wonder, though, if we self-sorted. You know, like most of us moved here. We all chose to come here. So was it that we already had a serotonin? Or, you know, we I don't know, the Rocky Mountains, I got to assume most people have moved into.
Well, you're right, Christy. There's 3% of the people in Park City that are native. That means 97% came from somewhere else. And Park City, and you know, we are a little city, but many of the people that live at altitude live in more isolated environment, and that may have something to do with it too.
Absolutely. I will also say that suicide is not just one factor. One woman stopped by and said, "Well, what caused Speedy's death?" It was not one thing. It was a lot of things. It's a compilation of many things. And when it comes to suicide, you're going to see that it's a multifaceted problem. So it wouldn't just be serotonin levels at altitude, but that is a potential factor.
And that's a main thing that you guys are trying to do, is have the conversations, open up the ideas and allow it all to come together for people to express it and to end the stigma of it. And so people can find you today and tomorrow at the Partner Village?
Absolutely. We will be there until Sunday at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
There's
Where
a lot
else?
Of great events. We have a fundraiser coming up tomorrow night at OP Rockwell. Our tickets are sold out, but general admission tickets are still available. We'll have some opportunity drawings, a chance to win a two-night stay up at the St. Regis. So that's being hosted by one of Speedy's aerial skier partners. His name's Mac Bohannon. And so it'll be a fun night following the Dual Moguls.
And that is the unofficial official World's After Party. I love that name.
Correct.
Well done with that.
Yes. And then on Sunday, we will be joining Dr. Kutcher from the U.S. ski team and David Wise over at the Utah Olympic Park. And I believe they were here this morning on the radio.
I'm not sure who was on before us. We were talking in the green room.
Yeah. So so Speedy Foundation is excited to partner with them and do a presentation on athletes and brain health.
And that's free on Sunday from 2 to 3 at UOP.
Yeah.
So if you stop by the Partner Village at PCMR today through Sunday for the FIS World Championships, bring Shannon a cup of coffee. How do you take your coffee?
With a little bit of cream.
Okay. Bring her some hot coffee. It's so cold out. You'll be standing on your feet.
Thank you. It would be most appreciated.
Yeah. Can we bring you anything else?
Just a conversation. I'd love to chat.
Okay, great.
Well, thanks so much for stopping by and for all the good work that you do. And good luck for everything this weekend.
Great. Thank you so much, you guys.
Okay.
Ready for some weekend events?
I am ready.
All right. If you want to know what to do this weekend, at 11 o'clock today is the FIS World Championships Half Pipe Snowboarding at PCMR. And you can stop by and see Shannon. At 7 p.m. tonight at Deer Valley Snowpark area is the Freestyle Moguls competition. All of those, all the FIS World Championship events are free.
Bruce Cockburn at the Egyptian Theater tonight and tomorrow night at 8 p.m.
Park City Film Series is showing Green Book. It's tonight and tomorrow at 8 and Sunday at 6.
Tonight's the annual Park City High School Band Sweetheart Gala at St. Mary's Catholic Church. It's catered three-course meal. Live big band music by award-winning PCHS Varsity Jazz Ensemble. Big dance floor for dancing, having some fun. There's also a silent auction to support the Park City bands.
Live music in town tonight includes The Poor at The Cabin, Shannon Runyon at Versante at the Peaks Hotel, Who's Bad, the ultimate Michael Jackson experience at Park City Live, Los Hel Caminos at The Spur, and DJ Dolph at Downstairs.
Folks, going to button it up for Friday. We move on to Saturday at Park City Mountain at 11 a.m. is a half pipe skiing final, and at Deer Valley Snow Park area at 7 p.m., dual moguls finals.
At the Jim Sandy Auditorium tomorrow is a free screening of the French animated film Zambellenium. It's shown in French with English subtitles at 4 p.m., and it's free for everyone.
Oh, let's have a new way of celebrating après-ski. For the rarest après-ski party of the year, you can ski into High West Distillery at the base of the Town Lift for their annual après-ski and Bourré release party. They suggest you wear 1960s area-themed ski attire.
It's called Bourré because it's bourbon and rye.
Bourré. Oh, I like that.
And I, you know, 1960s era-themed ski attire, I think, was like earmuffs and a sweater. A
lot of bright colors. No, the bright colors came in the 70s.
Yeah, no, I think you want like the stretch pant tight, you know, not so tight as the 80s, but the first fitted ones, and like a Icelandic sweater kind of thing.
Michael still has his one-piece green outfit from the late 60s.
From the 60s. It's hard to have that stuff from that far back. Anyway, check it out. At the Eccles Center tomorrow night, It Gets Better Project with the San Francisco Gay Men's Choir. Chris Jansen is at DeJoria Center. Mr. Sister Trio is at Silver Star Cafe. Dead Cowboys playing après-ski at Canyon's Base Area. Rage Against the Supremes at the Spur. Tanglewood at the Cabin. And the Mother Hips at OP Rockwell.
That buttons it up for Saturday. Moving on to Sunday, the last of the FIS World Championship slopestyle snowboarding at Park City Mountain Resort at 11 a.m. and then closing ceremonies on historic Main Street at 4 p.m. and a street dance with Lupe Fiasco followed by fireworks.
Woohoo!
Woo.
I do love a good street dance.
I do too. Our musical guest for the hour is Shannon Runyon. She joins us again. Shannon, how are you doing over there?
I'm doing great over here. Thanks for asking.
Good, good. Hey, I wanted to ask you, when I first met you, you were telling me about your Partridge family experience. Your mother and father and your four siblings, you all played instruments and you all sang. Did you ever play out and gig out?
Just at church.
Just at church.
Yeah, my mom played the organ at church. My dad played piano.
Yeah.
And we all sang. He taught us piano at 5. If we got a song right, we got a quarter. Eventually, we got like a silver dollar, which is pretty cool. But yeah, and we all played instruments in school. And recently went home to surprise my parents, and the 5 kids we all surprised them and sang at church for them, like my dad's favorite song, which almost made us all cry.
Oh, yeah.
Because I saw my dad crying. I'm like, don't look at dad. Don't look at dad. But yeah, we all grew up singing, and it was a really cool experience. We'd be all driving down the road in the car.
Yeah.
And singing together, and yeah.
A lot of fun. A lot of good memories. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you going to play for us next?
This next song I actually haven't really played live at all. It's called Rescue Me. It's a little bluesy tune, and we'll see what people think.
We love debuts on The Morning Mix.
There you go. It's kind of, yeah, it's a debut, I would say, for sure.
Shannon Runyon, live on The Morning Mix. Very nice. Shannon Runyon live on The Morning Mix. We shall return right after these messages.
Support Public Radio by being part of the KPCW Pledge Drive. If you or your business would like to contribute items to our fundraiser, go to our website, kpcw.org, and click the Pledge Drive button. Ideal donations include restaurant or store gift certificates, vacation packages or rentals, or anything you think showcases the unique contribution your business makes to this community. We'll highlight your donation on the air and double the gratitude by giving it to a donor. KPCW's Pledge Drive puts the fun in fundraising. Join us.
Support for KPCW comes from the Wasatch Brew Pub on top of Main, serving pub fare and craft beer since 1986, offering a private event space, a dog-friendly seasonal patio, and weekend brunch. Wasatch Brew Pub. We drink our share and sell the rest. WasatchBeers.com.
Back in the studio with Shannon Runyon, our musical guest.
Hi.
Tell us what do you see in the future? It's a new year.
I know. I'm just hoping to do more music, get to know more musicians, get involved with a conversation with this whole art district area going up. We have been, like, musicians have been meeting and talking, not just doing, like, songwriter circles and working together and giving feedback and hearing music, but how can we also become involved?
Like, be part of the conversation and the creation of it and put yourself in the footprint.
Yeah, and not just, like, you know, where can we play, but how can we make awesome things available to the community, involve all ages of the community, what sort of things can be incorporated into this sort of thing so that we can really make music a bigger part of Park City. And I feel like there's a ton here. Like, you just read.
Like, we support that.
Everything that's happening on Friday and Saturday, and there's a lot.
Right.
So there's just a lot that can happen here. And I think a lot of amazing things can happen. And there's a lot of musicians coming in. And as they hear about it, they come up from Salt Lake or from other areas in Provo and drive up to get involved with the Park City community and the music. And so I think there's endless possibilities of what can happen musically.
I mean, we do have a overflowing potential audience during the winter time.
Yes.
So it's opportunities abound in every nook and corner. It's interesting how much we see live music, and having been here for a long time, that has been a change, and that's great that there is there's needs in every nook and cranny for music. Now, what happens in the off seasons? That goes away. Do we think we can make it sustainable?
I mean, I don't know. That's part of the conversation as well. In off season, I actually do a lot more writing. I don't know about other musicians because we have more
time. So we need
an
off season.
Not necessarily, but as a musician, it's nice to have year-round work and to be continuously, you know, seeing musicians out and playing and supporting other musicians. And so, but I see that getting better and better. Summers have gotten incredible.
Well, the off seasons have changed. Now it's basically just the mud season, which is starting like the mid part of April and maybe going for a month or so. Mm-hmm. And then right before Thanksgiving, it kind of slows down before the Christmas push. But in the summertime, I think we have live music in Park City everywhere, every night, except for Tuesday night, I think it is.
I think I play almost as much in the summer now as I have in the winters.
Yeah.
So, and you even mentioned the High West Opera thing. They are now starting High West every day. Check in. It's like 2 to 5. They're doing an Opry out at the saloon with heaters and hot cider drinks. Like, I'm playing there on Sunday, and they're doing it all February and March. They're going to have Opry music out at the saloon. So. Outside.
Which is funny because it's not, you can't ski into it. Normally, Opry is you come off the slopes and you go to.
You can almost ski to it.
You can almost.
To the saloon?
Yeah. You got to cross the road. Yeah.
Well, you can.
Oh, wait. Are we talking down on Park Ave? Oh, I thought you were talking in Wanship.
Yeah. No, Park
so you get down the bottom of the town lift.
Okay, yeah. No, that is a ski in, ski out. I thought you were talking about Wanship. I'm like, you'd have to get in a vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But that is a super cool venue out in Wanship.
It's such a great
venue. If you haven't been
there,
check that out.
So awesome. They offer so many opportunities for musicians as well to play, which I really appreciate. They do their Thursday night suppers out at the Wanship area. So, yeah, it's pretty great.
Well, all the venues in town here know how to get in touch with you. But if someone is listening to you this morning and they'd like to have you for a private party or an event, how would they get in touch with you?
My website has all my information, and it's just my full name, Shannon Runyon, R-U-N-Y-O-N, Shannon is the regular spelling, .com.
Yeah.
So I have my calendar on there, I have music on there, I have links to other musicians. If I'm playing with them, like, links to their websites are on there, and just, yeah, and links to any of the venues I'm playing, because there's a lot of great new venues, like Hearth and Hill has opened, and they built themselves especially for musicians. They have, like, a system you plug into the wall, and you play, and they're going to be supporting musicians year-round out there. So that's another thing about mud season. There's all these restaurants and venues that want musicians year-round. So that's making life.
Right, that's the draw to get you in. We have music.
Yeah, it's wonderful that there a lot of these venues don't recognize mud season. They're like, no, we're open year-round. We're having music year-round. We're going to support musicians year-round.
And do you ever write specifically for the ski town life? Is that part of your songwriting, or are you more... love and general experience and blues and.
I'm more general experience and what sort of energy is happening inside of me at the time. Although, you know, we have some guys that come out and play open mic, and there's one guy that's several guys that write specifically for like Mountain Town feel.
I mean, I feel like we could use some good theme songs.
Oh, yeah. We
could, right? I'm going to put that out there to you and to other. Yeah, like there's so many songs that have California in them. There's so many songs that have New Orleans. I think we should have a series of songs with Park City in it. I can only think of a couple that even mention Park City.
But even songs that like celebrate snow. I was thinking about that the other day. I was doing opera with a friend of mine, and we were standing out at the Silver Lake Lodge at Deer Valley, playing to people, looking at the snow and the sunshine and people coming down the hill. And I'm like,
it is inspiring.
That many songs that celebrate the beautiful life of living in the mountains and skiing in the sunshine. And
because that's universal to the ski town life, so you could take that on tour. Sun Valley, you know, Jackson Hole. That would be a good tour. Aspen. They'd all be like, oh, play that song.
Yeah. No, you're right. I bet it'd be a song that would.
So we're feeding some inspiration, hopefully, out there.
There's another songwriter circle coming up. I'll have to be like, all right, here's the challenge. And yeah. I bet every one of them could come up with something.
Then we'd have a compilation CD. We'd sell it at the ski resorts and the bookstore. And
that's right.
Right?
Actually, I really like this plan.
That's actually something that I wanted to put together. I remember talking to Peggy about it, and we did the Main Street music crawl instead. We wanted to do something, and that's what we ended up doing. But the compilation CD, there was going to be some more work involved, and we were going to sell it, and then we're going to get all the money divided up with the musicians and get mm-hmm. that back to them. But we never did it. Yeah.
And I think if it had a good theme of life in the mountains, and it doesn't have to be totally Park City. Actually, it's even better. So if it is just the ski town snow theme, then it can be sold in all the gift shops in all the ski towns.
All the ski
We've
towns.
Just increased our profitability.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was saying, yeah, something that celebrates winter and celebrates snow and celebrates, you know, living in the mountains. Because, I mean, a lot of, I like to live here because I was raised in Michigan, where winters are,
they're
for
brutal.
Me, very depressing.
Yeah.
Tough.
Gray so, and mm-hmm. gray sticks, I used to call it.
But mountains here are just beautiful, and you can play in the snow, and people here know how to play.
We do know how
to
play.
Know how to play. So celebrating that sort of life, yes.
Well, we've got our next guest on the line. Aaron Benward is joining us. He is the creator and host of Nashville Unplugged, The Story Behind the Song. This is a show he does regularly in Las Vegas at the Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino. And he's brought it to Park City at the Rockwell Listening Room, happened in December, and is happening again on Valentine's Day, which is next week. He's bringing two songwriters from Nashville who've written some of the country's biggest hits. And they're going to tell us about the story behind the music that they wrote. Welcome, Aaron Benward. Are you on the line?
Aaron, are you there?
I'm here. Hello, hello.
There we go.
You're kind of cutting in and out, guys.
Well, I just gave a big intro, so why don't you tell the listeners about the show and what's going to be happening next week on Valentine's Day at the Rockwell Room?
Absolutely. Well, sorry for the little reception problem. Yeah, next week, man, this is our second time ever to Pop City, and National Park is all about the song and the songwriter and the story behind it. Oftentimes, people think that just because they hear a song on the radio or they hear a song maybe on TV or in a video that the person singing the song is the one who wrote it, but oftentimes, and more times than not, the songwriter behind the song. And so we're bringing National Plug. We've been doing the show here in Las Vegas for the last 9.5 years. My buddy Scott Thompson at up here Rockwell Room came here and he's like, "Man, let's put this in Park City." So we played a show in December. Our second show is coming up on Valentine's Day. So if you're looking for something to do with your loved one, come on out and hear the story behind some big old hit songs from people like Kit Moore to Lee Bryce to Tim McGraw to things like that. So it's a very much a storytelling the round type show.
And I should add that it is a dinner and a show ticket. So there's a three-course catered meal, or not a three-course, I think it's a barbecue meal, catered, and then the music, and it starts at 6. And it's a small room, so people will be sitting kind of not in and amongst the songwriters, but right there close up. So it's kind of, is it a conversation musically sort of feel?
That's a good way to put it. I mean, it's very intimate. It's very much, I mean, I guess it's a room that seats about 150 people. And it's very much interactive between us on the stage and what we're doing, what we're singing, and the stories we're telling with the people that are there. And man, this December, it was a packed house. So, and that was the first one we've done. So I think I expect Valentine's Day to be the same.
Aaron, we have live music on our program every Friday morning. I think we've had 221 weeks in a row. And it's always so intimate, you know, singer-songwriters singing about love found, love lost, things going on in their lives. And we never get tired of it. I mean, I know you've been doing it for 9 years. Tell us about your own personal experience in being able to be around these people and seeing the audience interact with them.
Man, I mean, I think it never gets old to see, you know, as a creator of music myself, and then having, you know, people that come on my show that are the same. It never gets old to see the reaction and the experience of a listener to a song. I mean, think about it. Before the song was ever born, there was nothing. It was a blank piece of paper. It was a, you know, just a guitar sitting there on a lap that became chords, became melody, became lyric. And oftentimes, I don't know about you guys, but I think, you know, I don't want to take words in your mouth, put words in your mouth, but I think we all have those moments in our lives where we can look back and go, man, that song, that, what a defining moment for me. What a defining moment for my life. And what National Unplugged does is when people there in the audience, and they hear the song, they hear the story behind it, they realize and they connect all of a sudden. You see it in their eyes, you see it in their smile. You see it in them in tapping their foot, or you see them laughing or crying or whatever. And that never gets old. Just to realize that the song was, at that moment in time, that song touched them in a way that made them feel something is really, really, really great.
I think it deepens the connection with a song to know the background. And it's almost like name dropping, that then you can hear the song maybe on the radio in the car, and you'll say to the person next to you, you know, that song was written by blah, 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 and it was about such and such.
Exactly.
And it just makes you feel a little more connected. It's like a name-dropping experience.
I would add to that in addition to that deeper connection, there's just something about live music that, and you can listen to really good recorded music, but when you are 5, 6, 7 feet from the person that wrote the song, and they've just told you why they wrote the song, and they're doing that for you live, there's something about that that you just can't describe what's going on.
We should name who...
I mean,
sorry, Aaron, we should name who the musicians are that you're bringing this time, because it's different every time.
It is different every time. Dan Couch and Tim James, both guys that are really storied songwriters, both of which have had many, many hits in Nashville. And, I mean, Tim James has written song. I mean, he was up for Grammy Song of the Year 2 years ago. Dan Couch has been a big, big part of Kip Moore, who's a big, big artist in country music. Both these guys are, you know, not only fantastic singer-songwriters, but also have great stories. And, you know, I mean, Valentine's night, come on, man. You're looking for a thing to do with your girl, with your guy. This is the place to go, because you will not see anything like it. You have a great, great dinner. You have a great, great High West there with whiskey and other cocktails. It's going to be a night that's going to be, I promise you, money back guarantee. You hear me say it. If you don't like it, it's going to be money back. How's it?
You know, when you talk about Tim James, he's written for so many people that have diverse styles. And do you think that he writes for individual performers, or he just puts them out there and whoever picks it up, picks it up?
Oftentimes, man, as a career songwriter, you definitely have kind of what we call breakdowns of artists that are looking for songs. And when they're new to doing a new record, they'll be like, yo, you know, like Tim McGraw needs this, or Kenny Chesney needs this, or whatever else, or Ariana Grande needs this. And oftentimes you try to write a song for that. So, you know, a guy like Tim, who's very well-versed and incredibly well-rounded as a songwriter, he can pretty much put himself in a scenario that would allow him to be able to write that song. So to be fair, I mean, we do get little tips and little hints on what the artists are looking for. And Tim is incredible. He's not only a fantastic singer-songwriter, but a great dude. So, you know, on Valentine's night, man, you might hear a big old hit country song with a pop song right next to it. Well,
all right. So that's next week, Valentine's, which is Thursday. So don't forget, make plans now because it sometimes sneaks up on you. So
that's right.
Nashville Unplugged. It's happening at the Rockwell Listening Room at 268 Main Street. The host is Aaron Benward, who we've just been speaking with, and the two other songwriters will be Tim James and Dan Couch. You can find more information at oprockwell.com. Thank you so much for joining us, Aaron. And I'll just mention to our listeners that 224 is backed up past the post office on Park Ave, so plan accordingly.
Plan accordingly. Aaron, thanks so much. Yeah. We look forward to meeting you.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
You too. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, let's go to a couple of underwriters, and then we'll bring Shannon in for a final song. Shannon, we're looking forward to it.
Thanks.
We're going to get these underwriters done quickly and get right back to you. Okay. Stay with us, folks. Morning Mix on KPCW.
The FIS World Championships are coming to Utah for 10 days of competition, and KPCW will keep you updated and informed on all the thrilling action starting Friday, February 1st. Listen daily at 4:45 when Tom Webb from U.S. Ski and Snowboard will be calling in with live snowboard, freestyle, and free ski results straight from the venues. Keep it here on KPCW with the 2019 World Champs, made possible in part by U.S. Ski and Snowboard.
Hi, this is Bruce with Recycle Utah. The recycling world is changing, and we have to change the way we sort plastics at the center. On the right-hand side of our plastics tent, you'll now only put your drink bottles and foggy milk jugs. On the left, all other hard plastics and soft plastics. When in doubt, review the new signs or ask our staff. And remember, plastic recycling is a big expense for Recycle Utah. Please drop a donation when you drop our plastics. Recycle Utah is a nonprofit organization and a proud supporter of KPCW.
Hi, Dan Dearden here, owner of Just Right Air, sponsor of KPCW programming. Just Right Air has been advising Park City area homeowners to repair, replace, and maintain their heating and air conditioning since 2004. Details at justrightair.com.
We want to thank our sponsors, Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Wasatch Brew Pub, San Francisco Design, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Utah Properties.
You're listening to KPCW in Park City. We want to thank everyone for joining us this morning on the Morning Mix. Get outside, have some fun. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, a little chilly, but it's going to be beautiful. Shannon, welcome back.
Thanks.
What are you going to play for us now?
I'm going to play us out with a little song called Just You and Me.
Okay, and again, Shannon Runyon, our musical guest for the hour. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Live on the Morning Mix, Shannon Runyon.
Won't you tell me your story? I've got some time. Won't you tell me your story? It's time to unwind. Well, I ain't in no hurry. No place I need to be. Won't you tell me a story of a world I can't see? We can slow down, put up our feet, turn off the phones, exist and just be. Won't you tell me your story? It's just you and me. Help me see through your eyes what your life looks like, of adventure and laughter, the tears and the fights. Well, I've poured us some whiskey. We'll sit under the stars, turn off the world. This time is just us. I love hearing your voice, the sound of your laugh, the
look in your eyes when you talk of your past. Won't you tell me your story? Cause we can't slow down, put up our feet, turn off the phone.